you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, October 26th. I'm Suzanne Watley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. A warrant released over the weekend by the Santa Fe Sheriff's Department offers some insight into what happened on the set of the film Rust when cinematographer Helena Hutchins was fatally shot during a rehearsal. The gun that fired the live round that killed her and wounded director Joel Sosa might have been left outside and unsupervised before the shooting, according to the warrant, and it was unclear to several people that day whether anyone checked it to make sure that it really was safe. Hutchins' colleague, Serge Vetnoy, says that the tragedy could have been prevented. KPCC's John Horn reads from his Facebook post.
He said, "It's the fault of negligence and unprofessionalism. The negligence from the person who is supposed to check the weapon on the site did not do this. The person who had to announce that the loaded gun was on the site did not do this. The person who should have checked the weapon before bringing it to the set did not do it. To save a dime, sometimes you hire people who are not fully qualified for the complicated and dangerous job, and you risk the lives of the other people who are close and your lives as well."
John, reading from a Facebook post put up by Serge Vetnoy, a colleague of cinematographer Helena Hutchins, who was fatally shot on a Santa Fe movie set last week. Today, the Los Angeles City Council will decide if city workers who remain unvaccinated against the coronavirus will have to pay for their own COVID test results. KPCC's Jackie 48 has the details.
70% of the city's 53,000 workers are at least partially vaccinated. Under a plan that will go before the city council today, the remaining unvaccinated employees will have $65 deducted from their paychecks twice a week to cover the cost of testing for the virus on their own time. LA city officials have moved the deadline twice since a worker COVID-19 vaccine mandate was passed in August. The new deadline is December 18th. Last week, LA Mayor Eric Garcetti said city employees who don't receive an exemption and refuse to get the shots should be prepared to lose their jobs in December. Covering health, I'm Jackie Fortier.
Taking a look at the weather forecast, we're into a warming trend. It looks like Thursday is going to be the warmest day of the week. Meantime, plenty of sunshine today. Highs will be in the mid-60s to around 70 from the beaches into downtown Los Angeles. And in the San Fernando Valley, in the mid-60s to low 70s. San Gabriel Valley highs, mid-60s to around 70 degrees. In the Antelope Valley, it'll be in the mid-50s to mid-60s. Riverside County, 66 to 71 degrees. California's Unemployment Agency is implementing reforms after struggling to keep up during the pandemic, but the agency says that some problems could take years to fix. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon has more on the revelations coming out of a special legislative hearing yesterday.
The Employment Development Department is widely seen as one of the state's biggest failures of the pandemic. It was unprepared for a crush of people who lost work and needed assistance. It also paid out an estimated $20 billion in fraudulent claims. A pair of state audits from January detailed the problems and recommended fixes. 10 months later, about two-thirds of them have been adopted. But Bob Harris with the state auditor's office told lawmakers there's still more to do.
If EDD doesn't continue to follow through on some of the initial positive first steps it's taken, then it won't fully realize the benefits for Californians that need its assistance.
The legislative oversight hearing was originally scheduled for August, but delayed multiple times. EDD Director Rita Sines says many of the agency's biggest problems are structural, like its decades-old software, and could take years to fix.
It is not the people. It was the systems that EDD was operating under that created the problem.
But lawmakers and the state audit laid much of the blame on Sines' predecessor, who retired last year for poor planning and management. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
A group in Los Angeles is getting $1 million to help reach carbon neutrality in the next 9 years, but the city can't do it with carbon offsets. Those are the result of paying for an environmental investment to try to balance CO2 emissions, and it is a practice that is now questioned for its effectiveness in curbing climate change. The LA Cool City team won the $1 million grant from the Empowerment Institute to work on local efforts such as water conservation and saving energy. We're into a warming trend now that the storm has moved on. Highs today will be in the mid-60s to around 70 from the beaches into downtown Los Angeles and inland Orange County. Coastal valleys will range from the mid-60s to low 70s. The Antelope Valley will be in the mid-50s to mid-60s. Coachella Valley highs will be around 80 degrees. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Watley. Join us again next time. Meantime, you can read more news at laist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.